Welcome to The Bald Project. My name is Monica Castillo, and this is my passion project. Before I launch the podcast series, I wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about my own cancer story and why I'm starting The Bald Project. In 2015, I lost my hair to chemotherapy. As an avid hair donator, my reaction to the news of chemo and hair loss was met with an urgency to make sure I was able to cut my hair and donate it before it started to fall out. So you guessed it, right before chemo started, I shaved my head with clippers and donated my hair. But unexpectedly, I fell in love with my newly shaved look. However, the morning my stubbles began falling out was met with sheer panic and lots of tears. It was a moment that was real and raw and completely unexpected. Because I loved my newly shaved look, I wasn't expecting the emotional impact of actually seeing my hair fall out. Like many people with cancer, I looked to my cancer elders to walk me through this part of my experience. Unfortunately, I couldn't find many people telling their stories about hair loss, or giving tips on how to care for a balding head, or even how to deal with all the hair when it starts to grow back. I felt alone in this portion of my cancer experience, and I didn't like it. Fast forward to today, there's still not many people telling their hair loss stories. And through the years, I've also met survivors who've lost their hair to certain types of radiation, and some who've used cold caps to retain their hair during chemo. Unfortunately, those types of stories aren't being told either. I'm a firm believer that those who can, should. I feel in my heart I can help create a platform for post-chemo and radiation patients to tell their stories, so that current cancer patients can find some comfort knowing they're not alone in their experience or their feelings about what they're going through. The goal of this project? It's not to tell you to go into the world, be bald, and be proud. If being bald in public is your comfort level, great. This project, however, is actually here to gently let cancer patients know that baldness is nothing to be ashamed of, and to help cancer patients out there get through their own unique experience. Although I'm a breast cancer survivor and have had cervical dysplasia, I'm a granddaughter, niece, and friend to many people who've had many types of cancer. Because I've seen this battle many times through many types, I feel that dealing with the news of hair loss and confronting one's relationship with it is an experience that ties many cancer patients together. So a little bit about this project's platform. This podcast is a series of interviews of post and current cancer patients talking about their hair loss experience, from the day they received the news to it all growing back again and everything in between. In the future, I'd also like to bring on medical and hair professionals to provide their expertise. Along with this podcast, I'm slowly but surely working on a website that will provide resources and information of all kinds. And fingers crossed, The Bald Project will have a YouTube channel someday. If you're interested in telling your story or have tips, resources, and information you'd like to share, please visit my website at thebaldproject.com. You can also follow The Bald Project on Instagram and Facebook. So to circle back around, this project is open to all cancer types. If you feel you'd like to share your story, by the powers of modern technology, wherever you are in the world, whoever you are in the world, I'm sure we can make an interview happen. Full disclosure, the first few interviews were focused on being video interviews. The interviewee's audio was my priority, and you'll hear the quality difference in theirs versus mine. It's less than stellar, to say the least. I've learned a lot about audio and video editing, and I'm still not great at it. But I promise I'll get better, and the stories are amazing. Until next time, this is Monica Castillo telling you that baldness is nothing to be ashamed of.